This PlayStation 5 was provided by PlayStation for review. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Games Cast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the new face of video games, Blessing Eddie Oye Jr.
Be better, Greg, or be perfect, or be good. What's the what's the phrase from the game?
It's be great or be yourself.
Be yourself.
So you were combining our usual, you know, be better to each other thing with Spider-Man, with then trying to shove in the Miles. You didn't do a good job. I'm not gonna.
No, I did not. I tried to think of what was my opening phrase gonna be, and my mind went a million places. None of them were the right.
None of them were correct.
None of them were the correct. Just went,
and that was the end of where it was.
Thwip,
that was much better. See, Blessing, that was way better. It should have started in there. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a very special Kinda Funny Games Cast, namely because it's just us. It's a PS I Love You XOXO takeover of the Kinda Funny Games Cast. Of course, Blessing and I host a PlayStation podcast each and every Tuesday. And today, as luck would have it, you know, who'd have expected it? PlayStation sent us PlayStation 5s. Of course, this is your disclosure. Thank you, PlayStation, for sending us PlayStation 5s for review, of course. And one of the things we're allowed to review is Spider-Man Miles Morales. So it gets a Games Cast review outside of the normal PS I Love You show, which is also up as of right now. You can go get the new episode of PS I Love You XOXO, which is the PlayStation 5 review. There's also another Games Cast up right now that is Astro's Playroom review, because yes, another PlayStation 5 embargo has popped over on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and podcast services around the globe. Remember, you can go to kindoffunny.com/PS5, catch all of our YouTube content gathered in one place about the PlayStation 5. Before we get into that, this is the Kinda Funny Games Cast. Each and every week, usually a whole bunch of us get together and talk about what we love in video games, what we don't like in video games, and oh, so much more. We serve our reviews here, our big topics of the week here. That's what the Games Cast is all about. Again, we only had two PS5 sent our way. So, Imran, Tim, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. Get your ass out of here. We got work to do. Right, Bless?
Right.
Of course, the Games Cast goes up each and every week. You can be part of it on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, like so many of you did with your questions, comments, and concerns. If you don't want to give us any bucks, over on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, where, of course, be part of the show, get the show ad-free, and get an exclusive post-show, and usually get to watch us live because of embargoes. You can't. If you don't want to do any of that thing, get any of those perks, or give us any of those bucks, I understand, you can get a brand new episode of the Games Cast each and every week on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, Rooster Teeth, and podcast services are around the globe each and every week. Housekeeping for you, like I said, it is PS5 season. kindoffunny.com/PS5. It has all you need right there from our hands-on impressions of using the PlayStation 5. It's also worth pointing out that you are watching this probably on Friday. Tomorrow, Saturday, is Extra Life for Kinda Funny. We are raising money for the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. You can go to kindoffunny.com/extra life to either donate or join the Kinda Funny Extra Life team. You can then stream 24 hours of video games or just play 24 hours of video games offline. Break it up however you want to. Doesn't need to be in one big chunk. You do that, you raise money, and then you benefit a children's hospital in your area. Of course, we are playing for UCSF Benioff Hospital here in San Francisco. But you can join Team Kinda Funny, raise money in our name, and have your money raised go to your local children's hospital. Regardless of all that, Friday afternoon at 1 p.m., we are starting community streams, meaning you can tune to twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, see a whole bunch of Kinda Funny best friends, raise money, stay up late, play games as they build to 10 a.m. Pacific time, twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Kinda Funny Extra Life 2020 officially kicks off with the Kinda Funny crew going for 12 straight hours till 10 p.m. Pacific time. So lots to do, but even more to say today. Before I get in to that, thank you to our Patreon producers, Blackjack, Tom Bach, ALWT Gaming, Kevin is the best Christmas elf, Jeffrey, PPPPP Long, Sancho West Gaming, and James Hastings. Today, we're brought to you by Upstart and Guideline. But it's enough of all that stuff. Blessing, you and I have been playing. We have both beaten Spider-Man Miles Morales. Again, we played on the PlayStation 5. That's what we're reviewing on. PlayStation sent them for review for FTC guidelines and all that jazz. Blessing.
Greg.
How long have you been playing? Like, where would you ballpark your hours for Spider-Man Miles Morales? And do you like it?
I would ballpark around 11, 12 hours, I want to say.
Sure.
I do like it, if I'm talking about my overall thoughts and feelings on Spider-Man Miles Morales, that's where it gets kind of complicated because I think objectively it is a great game. It is a fantastic game. If you like Spider-Man 2018, you're going to like Miles Morales. I think where it gets complicated is expectations versus what it is and what it has set itself up to be. Because we've gone through the whole rigmarole over the last 6 or so months from announcement to now launch, where at announcement there was the whole like, okay, what is this? Is it Uncharted Lost Legacy? Is it this expansion? Is it DLC? Is it a full game? And slowly but surely we got more and more confirmation that it is more akin to Uncharted Lost Legacy, meaning that it is an iteration of the previous game. It is going to be shorter. It is going to be more contained, but it is going to have the spirit of a full game, right? You are going to get your money's worth out of this, right? Yeah. I guess for this particular game, right, the money's worth is, I believe, $50 for full price. Is that
$70 bucks if you get Ultimate Edition on PlayStation 5 that comes with Spider-Man Remastered.
Yes. And so with that, I'm somebody who really likes Uncharted Lost Legacy. Like, Uncharted Lost Legacy is probably my favorite Uncharted game. I've said that before. And part of why I like that is because, you know, for those games, I always felt like the Uncharted games, at least, I'll say this about Uncharted 4. It's been a while since I played the previous ones, but Uncharted 4 for me was like slightly too long in the tooth. Uncharted Lost Legacy, I liked the shift in character. I liked the shift in tone. I liked how contained it was. So much of what Uncharted Lost Legacy did with it being an iteration of Uncharted 4, you know, felt like it appealed to me way more than previous games. And I was kind of expecting the same from Miles Morales, where it is letting us play as a character that is, hey, Miles Morales is the hotness right now, right? We got into the Spider-Verse. We met this particular Miles Morales in Spider-Man 2018. And from the trailers we've seen, right, we're styling this the way we imagine a Miles Morales game should be styled, right? We have the soundtrack, which has in the fight scenes, right, you have 808 drums and hi-hats, you know, hitting in a way where it's like, okay, no, like, here we go, this game has attitude and style. You have a game that is focused in Harlem, I believe, right, because that Miles moved to Harlem from Brooklyn. You have that. You have, you know, just a new protagonist that isn't Peter Parker, which I think in and of itself is really exciting. For me, it gets complicated because I think with that setup, I expected to like Miles Morales way more than I actually ended up liking it. Like, I like it a lot. I think it's great, but for me, it is held back by what it is. It is held back by it being this iteration as opposed to a full, what we think of as a full Spider-Man experience.
Okay, so you're talking in length and story, like, where holds it back
for me? It's a few things, right? I think the story, I think the first half of the story is great. I think the first half of the story is magnificent, but I think toward the end it starts to wrap up in a way where I'm like, ooh, I wish this had way more time. Like, the ending didn't feel like it had enough time to develop, like, specifically in character motivations.
I should toss this out to you. I should have said it way earlier. Heads up, this is a spoiler-free review, so you don't have to worry about us going in and spoiling what the MacGuffin is or who the bad guys are, or you know what I mean, like, identities and relationships and shit like that.
Yeah. And so, like, I felt like it wrapped up a little bit too quickly. I felt like, in terms of the actual combat and actual gameplay, it feels exactly like Spider-Man 2018, which is a great thing because that game felt great. But at the same time, for me, a little bit unfortunate because I was looking for something a little bit new. And that's where I get conflicted about a lot of this stuff. Is a lot of where I come down on in this game is, man, it's a lot. It's pretty much Spider-Man 2018, which I adored. Spider-Man 2018 is one of my favorite games of that year and of the generation. But it feels like more of that. Like, at its best, this game feels like a fresh take on a Spider-Man game with a new character and all the stuff that I mentioned before. But at its worst, this game for me does feel like an expansion pack, which, depending on who you are, you know, that might be fine. That might be whatever. For me, it's fine. Like, again, I think this game is great. I'm probably going to come off very negative in this review because maybe I was expecting a bit more. But
sure,
overall, like, I had a really fun time with it. You know, I beat it in probably about 8 hours. And
yeah, that sounds right.
It felt short, but at the same time, it is, like, it's not, they're not selling at full price, and so it's hard for me to even get mad at that.
Yeah, you said 50 before, right? I wanted to fact check. That's what we.
I said 50.
Yeah, 50 for just the launch edition. Yeah, 70 for the bundled ultimate edition. No, I'm glad. I don't think, first off, don't ever worry about sounding negative. I want you to come in and have that. I think you'll honestly balance me out because I'm super positive. I think you're right there. It's probably 8 or 9 hours for seeing the story all the way through. And of course, it's Spider-Man, so there's a bunch of, you know, different side activities to go do, collectibles to earn, different things to get into. So I clocked it, ballpark math, at 9 hours, nine-ish for me to beat it. And then I platinumed it. It's my first platinum on PlayStation 5, which was fun. And I put that at like 15, 16 or something like that, because of course there is a finish it on New Game Plus. So you run through it again, but skipping cutscenes and going through just mainlining story missions rather than getting distracted by side stuff. It went quickly. So I say 15 ish, but again, a little hard to actually sit down and do since I didn't have a stopwatch going. However, I'm fascinated by your take on it and interested to talk more about it today, because we haven't talked about this before. We have not actually had any conversations about Spider-Man and Miles Morales, and I'm going to be fascinated to see, because for me personally, and I know it's a big statement, this is better than Spider-Man 2018. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I don't think anything you said is incorrect. I think that it's honestly a little bit, it's cheating in a way, right? Because it is very much taking all the learnings and criticisms people gave 2018 and getting another shot at it, getting to improve on it. You know what I mean? I think from the way when I'm playing it and when I'm going through it and when I'm talking about it to Jen or whoever will listen around here, I'm always like, Insomniac stepped up the game on every level, IMO, in terms of acting, in terms of obviously visuals because it's on PlayStation 5. For me, it's in terms of cinematography. And I do want to point out that, you know, I'm very excited to do Spider-Man remastered here in a little bit. I haven't played Spider-Man PS4 since I platinumed it in 2018. Or I guess, well, the DLC, right? So whenever the last piece of DLC came out.
Which I think was December.
So it's that thing where I am playing with what I kind of remember Spider-Man PS4 to be. I have not gone back to do it. But for me, it was the fact that this one feels so much more like a blockbuster Spider-Man movie, where it is the cinematography, it is the way they use music, it is the way that, I guess that's something about it, where sure, there's the Spider-Man theme we all know, and you hear it in Miles Morales, albeit tweaked a bit to be more Milesy, right? Like, the music put on Spider-Man PS4 reminded me more of a Spider-Man orchestral score in a movie than it did something that spoke to who that Peter Parker was. Whereas the way, just like in Into the Spider-Verse, the way in Miles Morales here on PlayStation 5, they use music, and the way Miles listens to music and Miles is about music makes it feel more natural and interwoven. And then to get to the way they shoot scenes, the way they now do action, the way they have everybody work together, the way they make Harlem a character in the game, and then to get into the real cast of characters, right? And again, no spoilers here, so this is all information you would know, and in case you didn't know anything about it, but like the way they use Genki, the way they use Miles's mom and how she's running for local politics, the way they use Peter in it, like I feel like they do such a good job of expanding on the universe they created in 2018 and not in iterating on it. Is it Spider-Man 2? Of course not. No, it's not meant to be, I don't think. But it is uniquely Miles' story. And I think part of the reason, you know, I talk about Spider-Man PS4, I was in a similar boat, I think, with you talking about Spider-Man Miles Morales. Where with PlayStation 4 back in the day, I loved it, obviously. I platinumed it, had a great time with it. But it was that thing of like, I felt at times they played it a bit too safe. I thought at times it was a little bit too predictable. I thought you kind of knew where certain things were going to go, knowing who Spider-Man is and Peter is in his rogues gallery. Miles, of course, even though I've read, obviously, comic books and stuff for Miles, and I've seen him in Into the Spider-Verse and in Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 and stuff, by no means am I an expert on Miles Morales. By no means have I grown up, you know, the same 30 years I've been consuming Spider-Man content, I haven't been consuming Miles Morales content as long. So some of the things that happen in here and the way they have characters introduced afterwards, it was that thing of me Googling and be like, is that an original character? Like, who is this person? Mm-hmm. Did they already have a relationship? Oh no, she was made for this game. Oh, that's really interesting. Like, they do a good job of taking what we already knew from it and making this feel like an expansion of that universe in a fun way. In the same way I think the MCU films do. And in the way, you know, we talk about it in review when we do these, universes, is we just did a Dark Knight even for when you see this, we just did Dark Knight. And there was this thing of like, oh man, like the argument of Scarecrow is kind of just pops up in the front. And I thought that was awesome to have that Easter egg. And other people thought it was lame. They wanted more of him. But I like that then there's this connective tissue that things in Gotham keep moving. And I think this game does a great job of things in New York keep moving, but at the same time, making it uniquely Miles' story.
Yeah, I want to. That's something I want to commend them on too, because I feel like they did do a good job of setting this story in this game. Like the way in which they kind of get rid of Peter Parker. You know, the way in which they kind of set that up, I thought was I think it was well done, even though it felt easy. Where it's like, hey, Peter just has to go out of town. Like that's pretty much the whole thing. And like that kind of just leaves Miles to be the one who has to take care of what's going on in the city. And you know, I like that. I like the fact that this felt like it felt lower stakes, even though it did feel relatively high stakes when you think, like, by the time you finish, you're like, okay, yeah, no, like there's a lot of stake. But compared to the original game, compared to 2018, right, like where there's a certain point in 2018 where it's like, oh, New York is in trouble. Like things are going down in this third act in a way where if Spider-Man doesn't succeed, then shit is not gonna be good. Here they do a really good job of containing things to Miles's character and Miles's story, and in like Spider-Man fashion, right? In Peter Parker fashion, even, like, everything is kind of connected in a way where it makes things feel personal for Miles, right? Whether it is, hey, everything is going on pretty much in Harlem, right? Or like, okay, no, Peter knows X, Y, and Z character, or not Peter, Miles knows X, Y, and Z character, and so that's how this connects back to him. I really like that stuff, and it is like it does take and learn from Spider-Man 2018, I think, in really good ways. Like the fact that they don't have the Mary Jane stealth missions or even the science puzzles that 2018 had, I think that's a step up. I think at the same time, that's kind of where I come down on as far as, yeah, this game just doesn't feel as big as Spider-Man 2018. I think that's my main thing, right? It just doesn't feel as big or as important or as fantastic. And I know it doesn't really need to be, but part of me just wish they went maybe an extra mile in terms of making this one a little bit more reaching that. Because even though the Mary Jane missions felt out of place in terms of, oh, yeah, you're just throwing me into this regular human being stealth portion of the game, it did feel like it added into a, okay, no, like you are getting different sides of the story. You're getting these different characters' perspectives. You are, you know, there are more villain characters in Spider-Man 2018. There are more, there's just more story there, right? It just felt like a bigger, fantastic story there, as opposed to Miles Morales, I feel, is very contained. And again, like, that's what they want to do. But in I guess for my taste, it felt in some places a bit too contained, to where you get to the finale in this one, and I'm like, okay, so these are just the villains. All right, I guess. Like I don't know. Like the main villain I thought was good, but then like there are like one or two other villains that are introduced that I'm like, all right, these guys are just here, like whatever. Like I don't understand why this person is here, especially. And we can talk about it more, I'm sure.
There's gonna podcast. Be we're gonna do a Spider-Man Miles Morales spoiler cast next week, so don't worry about it. There'll be a spoiler cast waiting for you when this drops. So as soon as you beat it, you can go listen to it. Yeah, it's I don't think you're wrong, but I love that about it. Where I think I'll keep saying it, I guess, but like obviously I love Spider-Man PS4, but I thought at times it did do too much. Everybody always harps on the Mary Jane stuff, which I didn't hate, but I didn't love. But then it was more the fact of, you know, for Spider-Man PS4 introducing the Sinister Six, right? But rather than us chase them all down like in an Arkham Knight kind of way, right? And have all these different villains we need to go find and go do their stuff, you start just fighting them and you beat them all really quick, and then you're back to what it was. What I love about Miles Morales is that it is a smaller game and it is a more intimate story. Like, I do appreciate, and again, this is not spoilers. You're talking about like the main villain, right? Like we see the main villain in cutscenes already. It's already been revealed that it's the Tinkerer. Yeah. It's the Tinkerer. And the fact that they made the Tinkerer a fascinating character, where I am like, what are they going to do, and where, how does all this shake out, and what are they, how are they related to Miles, and what does that do? And yeah, blah, blah. Like, I appreciate that this game says, here's the story, here's the scope, here's where we go. And it is anchored around Harlem. You have obviously all of Manhattan to run around and do stuff in, but you are mainly anchored there because that is your whole shtick. And it speaks to me of what people, and myself included, but it's a longer conversation for another time about Spider-Man, what people love about Spider-Man, which is being the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, which is having this more personal approach at to superheroing, right? Where I think, you know, Avengers and the MCU did a good job of that when, you know, Iron Man tells Tom Holland, right? Like, just focus on being a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Like, stay local, do this kind of thing. And so I appreciate that that is what Miles' story is here. And it is him struggling with being Spider-Man, struggling with being the only Spider-Man, being solo for the first time. And, you know, for the most part, I think a lot of times origin stories are the most interesting. And to be dropped into Spider-Man PS4 and have Spider-Man already be Spider-Man. He's been Spider-Man a long time. Pete knows what he's doing. To get to go on that journey with Miles here of him learning not only how to be Spider-Man, but what his abilities are, I found fascinating and I found enjoyment in, and I think it gives Miles Morales as a character more to work with and go through. Cause obviously, and I don't have it pulled up in front of me. Who is, do you remember the voice actor for Miles Morales?
I don't remember. I don't want to guess it. I don't remember his name. It's like on the tip of my tongue, but I'm not going to guess it.
Spider-Man Miles Morales actor, Najee Jeter.
Najee. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Again, would never sit here, you know, may my hands fall off if I was here to talk shit about Yuri Lowenthal. Of course, Peter Parker from Spider-Man in both this and the PS4 version, right? I think the fact that Najee has so much more to work with here, I think there's so much more range for him here that I love Miles in a way that playing PS4 Spider-Man, you're like, yep, this is Peter. Yep, this is Spider-Man. I love Spider-Man. This is good. And like, you know, there's trials and tribulations for him and stuff. But Miles, I feel like, has ups and downs throughout the stories. I feel like, you know, spoilers for Spider-Man PS4, I guess, at the very, not even full blown ones, but at the very end, right? I always talk about where in the final fight, Spider-Man goes, "You knew." And it's like this moment for him and for us that was so cool. I feel like Miles has a bunch of those. Miles has a bunch of moments that aren't the revelation moments, but are the, I'm at my lowest point, or I'm at high, or I'm having fun, or, oh man, how do I tell my mom that I, or not tell my mom, I'm off doing something. How do I explain that now I'm still looking for coconut milk, mom? That's what's going on. Like, we have this whole interchange there that is, I think, uniquely different than the Peter we got to play as in PS4, where for the most part, you know, the people you're talking to, I guess that's an exaggeration. Mary Jane knows your Peter. And I guess in the same way, Genki knows you're Spider-Man in this one as well. I don't know. I felt like that notwithstanding, there was more of a journey here that I really appreciated.
And I agree with that too. Miles Morales as a character, like even separating Miles Morales from his Spider-Man persona, I think Miles Morales is fantastic. All the characters connected to him, whether it is Genki or his mom or whoever, I think they did a really good job with making you care about the different relationships. One of the trailers that we saw, I want to say a few months ago, where he's like walking through Harlem, and it's through like, I forget exactly what's happening. I think it was like a campaign.
It's the street festival, right? Yeah.
Or maybe it's the street festival where the campaign is going on at.
Yeah.
As he's walking through, the interactions that you can have in that moment with different characters, I think are really cool and do a really good job of not only expressing who Miles is as a character, but to like what you said earlier, expressing Harlem as a character and like Miles' relationships with these different characters and how, yeah, like he's new here, but he's like the more and more he lives here, the more and more he starts to gain that connection with people, both as Miles and as Spider-Man, which I think is really impressive. Like there's the mission that people were talking about, I guess a couple weeks ago, where the whole bodega cat thing, the bodega cat was missing that Miles finds and brings back, and the cat's name is Spider-Man and all this stuff, and he has that interaction. Like those are the moments where I think this game shines the most, and that's why I say, like, I think the first half, and I'll even say like the first 75% of the story is magnificent, because there is a lot of that in there. Like especially toward the beginning, they do, I feel like they front load a lot of that stuff, whereas toward the end, that's where I started to get like, ooh, I wish this had more time to breathe, because there's so much here that works so well. And toward the end, it is so focused on, all right, this is what the villain's up to. All right, we got to stop the villain from doing this thing. Okay, the villain is making some really big leaps. And I don't, for me personally, I was like, I don't know where these leaps are coming from. I don't know why the villain won't just like take a step back.
Take a breath.
Take a breath. Like, let's think about this. Like, I feel like a lot of this game can be solved in terms of like the main campaign thrust. I feel like a lot of it can be solved if everybody took a step back and took a breath. And if also if another guy who I'm not going to mention for this review, if another guy would just calm down a little bit, because he is a lot. but like overall, right? Like the story is fun. The story is good. And yeah, especially that that first half to the first 75% of the story has a lot of those moments that I think really cement Miles and really develop his character and make him, or have us go on that journey with him to where he is becoming a natural Spider-Man, which I think is great. And I guess, yeah, I just think it's great. Like I just want to commend them on that, because I think they nailed that.
I think all of that comes back to what this game has in spades and makes it special, I think, and that's heart. And I know that's a weird thing to hang on a video game or whatever, but everything we've been talking about, whether it's Harlem, the section of the city being a character, right? Whether it is this supporting cast that you see over and over again, that again, like I'm like Haley Copper is this like street artist, right? That they debuted again in Files and talked about already. And it's just like the fact that at the end of that, I'm Googling who she is to find out that she was invented for this thing and she's just there. And again, she doesn't play like at all a pivotal role in this game. She's a person in Harlem that Miles and Spider-Man interact with. And you're like, oh, okay. And then the fact that this is always, I think, one of those key Greg Miller things. But to the next day, after I had beaten this and done a majority of the side stuff, I did it late at night. And, you know, Jen and I woke up and went for a hike. And we were out there and I was talking about the game. And there were two different things I talked about in this game that obviously will remain nameless here, that I literally got choked up talking about. Like, that's how much and how well done, that's how much Miles means to me and how well done a character he is. That I can sit there and be telling you about something that I found emotionally irrelevant the night before and get choked up just it is saying what it is. Because, again, to, you know, Najid's performance, it's so powerful. And the way Insomniac has written this and set this up, that it is, holy shit, do I care about this kid and what he's going through. And again, there's the moments where I'm like, oh my God, why would you make that decision? There are the moments where, oh my God, why would you say that? Because he's very much I guess 1 year of being Spider-Man, right? Just saying things where you're like, that would kind of give away your Spider-Man. Why would you say? But it's still funny, and it works for the universe that they've built of like who he is and what he's doing. The game has so much heart in it.
Yeah. I 100% agree. And like I mentioned, you know, before that I'm probably going to come off as super negative. And the reason why I stress that is because I think this game is great. Like I think the game is awesome. Most of where I'm coming from as far as like the confliction is my expectation for it. And like with that, for me playing through this game, I felt like it kind of lived for all the things we're talking about with Miles and his relationships and the soundtrack and all these different things. The game still kind of lives in the shadow of both Spider-Man 2018, which was expected because it's an iteration of that.
Sure.
And also Into the Spider-Verse, which we just got like very freshly. And that game, like, or that movie is for me at this point very synonymous with Miles as a character.
100%. And,
you know, this game kind of goes for a lot of the similar things where it does have a licensed soundtrack that pulls from even like similar artists. Like I'm not going to ruin the music that's in the game, but there are like some there are same artists on that Miles Morales or Into the Spider-Verse soundtrack that are on the Spider-Man Miles Morales soundtrack in a way where it's like, okay, yeah, you guys are very clearly emulating this. Miles has the scene in the game where he has his headphones on and is listening to music and all this stuff. And you know, I don't want to take that away from the game because it's still great. Like they still do a good job with the story. They do a good job with the character, but it's so hard for me to like separate those two things of I just played 2018 and I just watched Into the Spider-Verse. And both these things I'd say I liked more than Spider-Man Miles Morales, but Spider-Man Miles Morales, I'd be in love with Spider-Man Miles Morales if I didn't get those two other things. I think it's like the weird thing I'm kind of balancing is like, I've gotten so much Spider-Man within the last few years that jumping into Miles Morales now, I'm like, okay, yeah, this is more of that. And I love more of that. And this is a cool flavor of that. But I've gotten so much of that, if that makes sense.
No, it makes perfect sense. And I do think you're right, that I do think how good Into the Spider-Verse was and how for sure that cemented who Miles Morales was to so many people. I do think that this game suffers because of that. Not in a way that, like, oh my God, it's not enjoyable, but there are definitely a few lines in there that I won't spoil because I'd love to say them, but like that are like a bit softened of a blow because it is, you're like, anybody can wear the mask. You can wear the mask, yeah. Right? Of like we've seen Miles's journey on film done perfectly. And so then to go and play Miles's journey, I think, again, in the same boat, I think everybody would be on a different level of hype for it if they hadn't already seen it. I think, again, it's well done here. I think it's different enough. I think it does change the narrative so that you're not playing through Into the Spider-Verse. But there are not beat for beat moments, but there are those moments where it's like, oh, yeah, I kind of remember this, you know what I mean, gear up scene or whatever from Into the Spider-Verse. Like, yeah, it sucks that this is hampered because of that.
Yeah, and there are definitely like some clear inspirations that the game takes from Into the Spider-Verse. And like, they're good inspirations. Like, you should, like the suit. And like, you should take inspiration from Into the Spider-Verse, because Into the Spider-Verse is fantastic. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, I mean, I guess we probably could talk about suits too, because the suits are awesome in this game.
Well, I want to get into that for sure. I want to keep moving. I think the one thing a lot of people are going to be asking is what John Lastrina asked when he wrote into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, just like you can. We've been going for, I can't see, what, 30 minutes probably? Yeah, 31 minutes here. And John, we haven't addressed this. How does Miles Morales feel? Is there an instant satisfaction like the original game? This first half has been so hung up on comparing it to Spider-Man and talking about story and heart and all that jazz. We're forgetting, of course, games are things you play. Blessing, how does Miles Morales feel?
I think it feels as great as 2018. Like, again, like when I say iteration, right? Like it doesn't, for me, the combat didn't feel that different except for the new abilities which they gave Miles, which I really like. And so you have things like his venom abilities, right? Like his venom punch and stuff like that, where that adds a whole new I guess angle from like how you're fighting, where it is you have if you use your venom punch, you're then stunning enemies in a way where once you upgrade that, you can stun multiple of them at a time, and that then affects how you play. You have I don't know what he calls it, like the invisibility thing, where like you can go invisible for a second or so.
Camouflage, and right? He just uses a camouflage.
Yeah, I guess it's just camouflage. That then affects how you go about stealth and stuff, and that also affects like a detection, right? Which I think is great, because for these types of games, especially for Spider-Man, especially comparing Spider-Man to something like Batman, where Batman, king of stealth, if I get caught, I should be punished. As Spider-Man, I feel like the camouflage is this added lenience that I really dig, because I don't really think of Spider-Man as a stealth game, even though 2018 and Miles Morales has these stealth elements that they put in there. And so for the fact that they give you all these different ways in which you can do stealth, but not do stealth in a way that it feels slow and plodding, or like a Metal Gear Solid or Ghost of Tsushima or Batman, right? Like you can do like quick stealth in this game, which I really appreciate. I like that a lot. They've pared down the different web abilities, like the R1. And so like in 2018, I want to say Peter had like, God, I can't remember, like
eight. You're talking about the gadget wheel?
The gadget wheel, yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Peter had way more gadgets. I just looked it up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight.
Yeah, Peter had 8 gadgets. Miles has twice, or not twice, half as much.
Yeah,
half as many. He has 4, which I don't mind, because I don't think in 2018 I even used half my gadgets. And so, if anything, this system probably works a bit better.
This is back to what I was talking about, where I think this Insomniac did everything better here, based on what they learned with Spider-Man 2018. And I think the fact of going in and being like, all right, we gave Peter so many gadgets, and granted, he's the science guy, so he should. And granted, they need to figure out a way to make Miles feel different. Stripping Miles back to 4, right, which are his web shooters, hollow drone, remote mine, and gravity well. That's it, right? Mm-hmm. Strip it back to those core 4, but then add in venom attack. And so, again, what you're talking about is when you're fighting, there's another yellow meter underneath your health bar, right, that fills in. And as that fills in segments, you can then use these venom attacks, which basically mean that, as before, when you'd be in a tough fight as Peter and you'd run out of gadgets, now it was just based on what you're going to do and can you get your combo up to do a finisher. With Miles now, you have this thing where you're doing enough, or even dodging and earning a bit of the yellow venom, right? That eventually you're going to be able to do a cool move to get you out of a jam, to keep combat flowing, to not make it feel like you're running your head into a wall over and over again, trying to grind out getting another gadget. Like, I do think it makes combat not easier, but more friendly, if that makes sense. It gives another dimension to it.
Yeah, it gives you something else to think about in terms of what is in your arsenal. And shout out to this game. Like, we talking about the things that I think they fixed from Spider-Man 2018. There's not a, what was it called, Sable? Where was it the Sable units?
Yeah.
There's no Sable in this game. Like,
they're
Sable
flying jetpack dudes who stand right out of range. You're like, oh my god.
Yeah, it was like
shooting these rockets.
Yeah. Like Sable in 2018, I thought were super annoying, and thankfully Spider-Man Miles Morales doesn't have that. Like, there's no faction of enemies that makes things feel impossible to handle. Like everything feels way more smoother in terms of how combat rolls, and like somewhat
there
easier,
is a rhythm.
But yeah, there's way more of a rhythm, as opposed to, oh crap, three Sable people are in the air shooting rocket launchers at me, and there's no way I can dodge all of them. Cool, now I'm paused. You don't have that. Like in Miles Morales, I always feel like if I get hit, it is definitely my fault. Totally. And like that's what I want from this game, where I have superpowers and I'm fighting like criminals on the street. And so I appreciate that. I also want to give a shout out I want to ask you, what mode have you been playing the game on? Like between fidelity and performance.
Hold on, I have a question for you about that. Ghost of NY wrote into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and said, did you prefer performance mode for Miles over the mode with ray tracing being fidelity? With such a quick moving game, I would think ray tracing is nice to look at, but performance mode was more enjoyable gameplay wise personally, I was in performance the whole entire way. Fidelity mode looks great, and I, for the record, so does performance mode, but yeah, the 60 frames per second action of performance mode, I felt flowed better with what was happening. How did you do this?
I was switching back and forth pretty much the whole time. But for the first 2 hours, I was playing in fidelity mode, and my roommate came through and was like, oh yeah, like, have you tried changing the performance, or changing to performance mode? Because Michael, my roommate, has been reviewing like hardware units, like between Xbox and PC and all this different stuff. And
you can read his review of Yakuza Like a Dragon right now on GameSpot.com.
And so like he's been in it, like in terms of performance versus fidelity and how many hertz is important to a certain game and all this stuff, right? So he's like, oh yeah, try switching it to performance mode. And oh my god, performance mode, I am like, performance mode is probably gonna be my go-to for this upcoming gen. Like it is so smooth playing Miles Morales in performance mode. And switching back to fidelity again, fidelity looks great, but for me doesn't make enough of a difference to where I'd play it over performance mode, at least for this type of game where it is an action game. And so that has been actually one of my biggest takeaways from playing this game on a next gen console, where how smooth it is actually adds to the amount of fun I'm having. Like I don't want to stop playing this game in 60 frames per second, especially like a game like, because in performance mode it does like I think it pretty much upscales to 4K in some sort of way, where it's not like true 4K like in fidelity mode, but it figures out the 4K-ness. 60 FPS and 4K, oh my god, it is incredible. And yeah, I think that adds so much to the combat for me and how the game feels to play.
I mean, that's the thing is, you know, you would have said, talking about Spider-Man PS4, how good combat felt and how fluid it was. I think it is the power of the PlayStation 5. It is the performance mode. It is whatever. But it does feel even slicker here, if that makes sense. Right. Yeah. Like what we're talking about, I think, where they found that sweet spot from Spider-Man 2018 of giving you enough on the board to fight, having it be challenging for sure, because there are plenty of the tinkerers people that are like, all right, cool, I have the big metal gloves on, which means I can't be attacked this way. Okay, cool, I have a shield, which means you have to do a certain venom attack to take that down. It, like, they mix things in where you're not just button mashing. You need to have, you know, an order of command here in terms of how you're going to take it down. But it's not the annoying Sable stuff. And so when you're in there and it's flowing between enemies, and yeah, you're doing the finisher, so you're getting those slowdowns or the between legs as you take people over, you're pulling people in the air and slam, like, you do all this stuff and it feels good. It feels slick. It feels smooth, which is what obviously we all said about Spider-Man PS4 to begin with. So to have it here and be like, you know, the web swinging, doing the thing where you're, you know, you L3 at the ground, right? So you pick up speed and then you see the ripples in the costume and then you swing at the last second. Like, it feels awesome. Like, how does it feel to be Miles Morales? It feels awesome.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. And like a lot of people are pointing out, because I think they put this in the marketing, that Smiles kind of swings different from Peter because he is an inexperienced Spider-Man, and they put that in the animation. And I want to give a shout out because, yeah, like I think that is very noticeable, like the way he swings. I love the way where when you run off a building, the way he jumps off, you know, it is very Miles Morales, right? Like it is kind of how he jumps off the building in, into the Spider-Verse, and he swings in his own way. But despite that, it still feels great. Like it feels pretty much the exact same, if not like a tad bit smoother than in Spider-Man 2018, yet meanwhile keeping in that same animation to make it look like he is like fumbling, and there are certain points that I forget if
he does like the tumble through the air, and I'm not even talking about the stunts. Mm-hmm. He does that thing where he kind of spins off sometimes, yes, where it's not great, it's graceful, but it's not graceful like when Pete would do it.
Exactly. And in 2018 they had the stunts he could do. Were you able to, I found in this game when I'm stunting and I'm not like paying attention or whatever, or I mess up and I hit the ground, I do like a thud. Did they have that in 2018? Because I don't think I ever had that happen to me.
Like faceplant thud, or
like I'm still spinning, hit the ground, and it's like a like pretty much like I bounce off the ground, like I like definitely like in a way where it's like Miles did not mean to do that, like a faceplant.
Oh, there was something in 2018 Spider-Man when you'd be doing tricks and you were in the middle of a spin for some reason and you landed on the ground. They would make it be like that wasn't a smooth way to do that, Spidey.
Gotcha. Yeah, I definitely had that happen to me a few times in this game, and I thought each time I was like, that is hilarious. I'm glad they have that in here.
Yeah. Again, I feel, you know, back to just gameplay in general, to put a pin in this, I guess, is like it is a smaller game, which again I like the scope of it. I like this continuation of what we know, and I like that for me personally there wasn't the eye roll moments that I would have had in Spider-Man PS4 of just getting into a fight. I remember being so annoyed at the Electro fight in Spider-Man PS4 of just like, oh god, I like, or maybe yeah, it was Electro and Vulture, right, getting up and fighting them or whatever, and this like that was I didn't have those moments here, and that is I think the fact that they trimmed away the fat. I think it's the fact that, and I mean, in terms of the story, trimmed to the fat, but in terms of the gameplay, where the web shooters, the holo drones, the remote mines, the gravity well, all of them I was versed in by the end of it. It wasn't like where I remember for trophies or whatever, when I'm going through in Spider-Man PS4 and be like, what does this even do? I never really use this weapon. And it's the same thing for skill trees. You know, there's the skill trees for combat, venom, and camouflage skills. And again, exploring those out, like you're going to have them all. Well, yeah, you have to do a new game plus to get some of them, but you will have the majority of them, obviously, by the time you finish your game. And it felt like a natural build. It felt like it made sense because it was Miles and it was fun to do all that.
Yeah. And my skill tree, like, I still felt like I had choice in there, too, where I toward the first half of the game, I was not using any of the camouflage abilities. And I was like, why would I upgrade that at all? And I filled up my other two skill trees. And toward the end, where I was like, oh, no, this can actually be helpful, that's when I started filling in that stuff. And now I actually am on a new game plus playthrough, and I'm like, dude, I cannot wait to actually get those new abilities for New Game Plus. Even though I want to ask you, how do you feel about the way in which they've implemented New Game Plus with the new abilities, but then also making it so that you have to get a New Game Plus trophy in order to get the platinum?
Never a fan of a New Game Plus trophy. I enjoy, especially for an open world game, I like the idea of it's my world, I've done all the things, I've finished the main storyline, so at the end now I'm gonna go clean stuff up and finish it off that way. I appreciate that. However, as short as, like, I don't have the New Game Plus trophy in Spider-Man PS4, right? Granted, it was because they added in after the fact and it didn't apply to the platinum. Like, if Spider-Man Remastered drops and there's a trophy in there that is do a New Game Plus, I'm gonna be like, oh fuck, really? Because like that's a much longer campaign, whereas Spider-Man Miles Morales, when you're skipping all the cutscenes and you know what you're doing and you're just mainlining stuff, and then, you know, you're doing like one of the easy challenges to advance it when it's like, go do something before I'll call you or whatever. Like, you can climb, I climbed that out in a day for them, right? I think the most part, maybe I did like an hour the day before, but it was like super quick. I'm just like, boom, 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 and done. And you can climb out the main story, obviously, in a day with watching the cutscenes. So I didn't hate it, but I don't love that. And so I would have preferred to have it all in one go in one main save. How do you feel?
Usually I don't like it like that. They did the same thing in Final Fantasy VII Remake, and that was the thing that made me go, I'm not gonna get the platinum. As I started my New Game Plus save, I'm like, dude, the story like flies by. Like you mentioned, you can knock it out in pretty much a day, and like I started it last night and played maybe like 45 minutes to an hour. And when I was booting it up today, it was like 13% done. And I was like, 13%? Damn, that's a lot for how little I played yesterday. But like the story is, it's good enough and it seems replayable enough in terms of, like, it's not replayable like a Cyberpunk where it's like, oh yeah, you're going to get all these
different stories.
Yeah, something different's going to happen. But it seems replayable in the sense that like, it's a fun laid back story. Like this is the most Marvel game that I think I've played where it is like, like in the way that you would rewatch Spider-Man Homecoming or the way that you'd rewatch an Iron Man 2, I guess. Like, that's kind of how I feel about Miles Morales, where I'm like, yeah, the story was really, like, I almost wish I had popcorn for, like, the cutscenes in this game.
Sure. Yeah, they're great, right?
Like, yeah, no, like, it is a very digestible, straightforward, fun story that I don't mind replaying because, like you said, it's pretty quick. And so I don't hate it.
There was definitely times in there where I didn't skip cutscenes on my replay because they were so good and that was a good beat. And it's also the fact that, better than most games, I would say Miles Morales does an amazing job of bookending, where it starts in one spot and then at the very end, like, has the alternate take of that or what it's like now in this thing. And there's a bunch of little touches too that we'll get into spoiler casts of, like, oh wow, I get it, because Miles' whole journey is that he's new to town here, right? He's moved to Harlem, they've relocated, he's, you know, still getting his feet as Spider-Man, let alone getting his feet as this, and he is a New Yorker, but he doesn't feel like he's a Harlem person. And like, it's cool to see him grow in both those roles. And again, like, I always go back to, you know, a conversation I had probably at a Comic-Con on a panel, but a conversation I had with Bill Roseman from Marvel Games, who talked about, you know, the best Spider-Man, when we were talking about Spider-Man PS4 stories, are ones that where it's equal parts Peter and it's equal parts Spider-Man having the conflict. And I think that's what this game nails. They clearly take that and are like, that's exactly what this is going to be, which anchors it so well and gives it so much where it is that not only is Miles dealing with feeling like he's this imposter Spider-Man, he's feeling like he's this imposter New Yorker and trying to figure out like who he is going forward is powerful and cool to go through and do.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think this is a to put in the perspective of, this is a PlayStation 5 launch game. I think it is a great one. Like, I think, like right now, like as far as like launch lineup is looking for PS5, like it is gearing up to be something special. Like, I'll just stop there. Yeah.
Well, our Astros Playroom review is up as well, but that's what we've played and that we can talk about or that we even have, so don't worry about it. Blessing, you asked me about the New Game Plus thing, which of course led to that trophy. You were asking about the trophy. I want to bring Assassinina, who wrote in to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and says, do you think Miles Morales will be a game that many folks will platinum in much the same way that people did for Spider-Man? Is it easier, shorter, better? Specifically, I'm assuming about trophies is what you're talking about. Again, I think it is Insomniac learning from exactly what they're doing the last time around and all the feedback they got. Obviously, it's shorter. It's, you know, a shorter game. Like I said, you can have it done easily in a weekend, right? I got mine on Friday and platinum mine. I could have platinum it Monday, but I think I ended up platinum on a Tuesday just because of how everything netted out. And that wasn't me playing nonstop. That was me playing, you know, nonstop Saturday to finish the story and then fuck around time the rest of the times. But again, even this New Game Plus trophy, which I don't think is annoying as it could have been if the game was super long, it's the idea of how much they listened to what people did not like about Spider-Man PS4. And obviously, I remember for me, for Spider-Man PS4, at the end, doing the mop-up of random crimes. So you're just swinging around the city waiting for something to happen, waiting for something to happen in these districts. They do an amazing job here of adding in something called the Friendly Neighborhood app that Genki makes for Miles so he can keep an eye on what's going on. And it's basically your side mission log. So it has all the side missions there, but then in like little tasks. They're not all, again, this is very much, hey, Spider-Man, do a backflip. Like, it's that kind of Friendly Neighborhood stuff, right? Of like, oh, help, find the cat. The cat's missing kind of thing. They also have a tab, though, that is crimes going on. So you can generate the crime you need to you want to go do or need to go do. Because, of course, you're getting rewarded with tokens, you know, if you do all the optional objectives, which you can then turn around to spend on upgrading your gadgets or unlocking one of the 19 suits in the game. So, again, they very, very smartly, I think, eliminated the randomness of the random crimes so that they are still randomly happening. You swing around, it'll happen around you. But if you need to go off and do something or you just want to go do something, you can find it that way.
Yeah, I think the Friendly Neighborhood app is a really great addition. Also, shout out to Genki as a character. I really like his character. it's very like very awesome character. But yeah, like in terms of the question, do you think more people or less people are going to platinum this one than the previous one? I would imagine less, because for Spider-Man 2018, because you didn't have to do New Game Plus, so many people are down to just clear out a map. I think more people are down to 100% a thing rather than replay a thing for a platinum trophy, even though I could be wrong, because if I had to guess, I would guess that the platinum trophy for Miles Morales is probably quicker than 2018 technically.
It is, yeah.
Just because 2018 is a longer game and there are more activities. But I think I think the ask to replay the game might throw
people off.
It's
going to scare people off.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. I think I would think based on, more people, it's hard to say because now we're talking about per capita, right? We're not talking about more people. Obviously, Spider-Man Miles Morales is not going to sell as many copies as Spider-Man PS4 did, he says, and then PlayStation puts out this release.
I mean, it's on PS4 also.
Yeah, I guess it's including PlayStation 4, isn't it, actually? Yeah. I still don't think it'll sell as well. I want to believe it will. I do, but I think that...
I mean, we're talking about Miles Morales. I feel like that name holds some weight nowadays.
Yeah, that's a good question, I guess.
Like, it's not like Lost Legacy where everybody's like, this ain't Nathan Drake. Like, Miles Morales, I feel like, actually sells it.
Okay.
We'll see, though. Because I'm with you. I don't know if this game sells as much as Spider-Man 2018 or sells as fast.
It's that thing where we're huge dorks, and obviously Miles Morales is bigger than ever, don't get me wrong. But, like, does that name speak to people? Like, when you look at Spider-Man PS4 and you look at Spider-Man on the cover, you're like, oh, it's Spider-Man. Here you look at it, and it is Miles. Like, and I don't know if that... If you were like, oh, Spider-Man's in a black suit now, no thank you. I don't know if that's really how it works, but I don't know.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say this game sells faster than Spider-Man. I'm going to say it. Because I think when you factor in it's the big PlayStation 5 launch title, and then look at the fact that it's also on PS4, and then Miles Morales also being a popular thing nowadays, and I think, like, I see where you're coming from, like, people like Spider-Man, period, but I think saying Spider-Man, but then adding in Miles Morales adds.
No, you're right. You're making great points. It's something it's a question I had not thought of. I had not really thought of, like, I think you're right that New Game Plus will scare people off, but I also think that if you care that much about trophies, you're going to look at it and go, oh, but I remember how fast this was. Not to mention you'll want to experience, I think you will want to experience those moments again. Because again, it's like any other time you rewatch anything, the game does a great job of, you know, there's a point where Miles, you know, talks about being a fish out of water in Harlem and how he has to, like, ask for directions and he hates that. And I was like, really? And then when you go back and rewatch the opening, I'm like, oh, I guess he does. Like, I guess I see that a little bit, but not me being excited to sit down with this game and play this game. I didn't pay attention to that Miles, like, small struggles there in terms of that. So I like going back with that context. I like seeing, you know, characters, you know, their fate. You talk to them early and see what were they doing and how are they playing it and stuff like that. So you're saying it's going to sell better. You think it's going to sell more copies?
That's a tough question.
It is on two platforms. It's going to sell. If you're buying a PlayStation 5, I have to imagine the attach rate is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah. It depends on what the parameters. Like, are we saying faster selling or, like, selling actually?
I don't know. We haven't even talked about it.
Because, like, selling more copies, we're going to have to, like, judge that years down the line at a certain point. Unless, like, we say which has the better first 3 week sales or better first month sales or something like that. That's difficult. I'm gonna say Miles Morales because I think people look at this game as a follow-up to 2018, and usually sequels sell better. I think it sells faster and better.
I mean, remember, like, Spider-Man was the fastest selling first party game. A game sold over 3.3 million copies in its first 3 days. You know what? Yeah, you're right. Let's get nuts. It's going to beat that. Spider-Man Miles Morales is going to beat that.
Like, the only reason I can think of for it not to beat that is because it is more, it is more iterative. Like, it doesn't feel like this brand new, huge, big, like, it doesn't feel as much of a brand new, huge, big thing as Spider-Man 2018 did. But that said, like, what?
But doesn't everybody want more Spider-Man? Like, that's the thing. Like, I don't think that's the problem. I understand and I appreciate that criticism and I like this conversation we've had, but I don't think that that's going to be such a turnoff to people. Even if you just go, yeah, it's more Spider-Man. It's like, great. It's one of the best fucking PlayStation games. It feels again like one of the best superhero games we've ever played. Fuck yeah.
And I'm thinking of it in the sense that I assume that Lost Legacy sold less than Uncharted 4.
Sure.
But, you know, Miles Morales compared to Spider-Man, I feel like it's just a different thing. Like, it's just a different, it's a different way of marketing and branding.
I agree with you. I don't think, and this is with all due respect to, of course, Nadine and Chloe, right? Like, I don't think Miles Morales is as obscure as they are, right? Like, if you know Uncharted, you know Nathan Drake. Maybe you weren't thinking when you saw his two, you know, well, one time a villain, well, I guess another time, you know what I mean? His two friends on the cover, you're like, oh, yeah, that's what I got to do. Whereas Miles looks like Spider-Man, and, like, again, you probably know Spider-Man at this point. If you own a PlayStation, you're ready to play this thing. I'm going to say it. It's going to beat it. It's gonna it, so we're saying the first 3 days it'll sell more than 3.3 million copies, going off Variety.
Was that the first 3 days for 20?
Yeah, I'm reading.
I'll say it.
Spider-Man: God of War is the fastest selling title. Insomniac Games Spider-Man is now the fastest selling first party PlayStation title. Sony announced on Thursday the game sold over 3.3 million copies in its first 3 days.
See, this is it a free upgrade for Miles Morales PS4? It is. See, it gets tough because now I'm thinking how many people who aren't getting a launch PS5 hold off on getting Miles Morales until they actually get one next year.
That is a good point.
Because I think in the end of the I think it ends up maybe selling more copies at the end of the day, but it's the fastest selling thing that's scaring me a little bit. All the different factors at play.
It's a great fucking call, actually. Yeah, that's a good point. But yeah, if I wouldn't want to play it on PlayStation 4 if I was getting my Spider-Man at Christmas. Wait, hold on. I wouldn't want to play it on PlayStation 4 if I was getting my PS5
at Christmas. Yeah.
Shit, that's a great wrinkle. That's a great wrinkle, Wes. Good job. It should sell more, but we'll see.
Yeah. You said 2018 sold 3.4 million?
3.3.
I'm going to say, at least, at the very least, 2.9 million.
Okay. We'll see. See if they even put that number out. If they don't, I have too much to think about. Ladies and gentlemen, while I crunch more on this, let's hear a word from our sponsors. This episode of the Kind of Funny Games Cast is brought to you by Upstart. There's a lot of economic chatter right now about the state of the market. Is it recovering? How long will it take? Have we seen the worst? But if you're struggling to pay off high interest credit card debt, you can't wait for those answers. You need to take action. Now with Upstart, there's actually something you can do today to help fight off high interest credit card debt. Upstart is the revolutionary lending, the revolutionary online lending platform that knows you're more than just a credit score. Unlike other lenders, Upstart can reward you based on your job history in the form of a smarter rate. Upstart lets you skip going to the bank because it's completely online. They offer loans from $1,000 to $50,000, so you can consolidate your debt into one easy fixed rate payment. Upstart makes it fast and simple to check your rate. Since it's just a soft pull, it won't affect your credit score. The hard pull happens if you accept your rate and proceed with your application. The best part, if the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. Over 500,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards or meet their financial goals, and you should too. I took out a loan years and years and years ago that did not take any of this into account, and my rate stunk. Don't be like me. Be like Upstart. Free yourself from the burden of high interest credit card debt and get back to using your money your way with Upstart. See why Upstart has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, and hurry to upstart.com/kinda to find out how low your Upstart rate can be. Checking your rate takes only a few minutes. That's upstart.com/kinda. Your loan amount will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Not all applicants will qualify for the full amount. And our next sponsor, why it's Guideline. Offering a 401k sends a great message to your employees. It says you have their back. When it comes to choosing a 401k provider for them, which one will have yours? Small businesses have a lot on their to-do list, and finding an affordable 401k is a tough task. But with Guideline, you can cross it off your list and start saving with ease. Choosing the right retirement plan for your employees can be complicated, and you're busy. You're a small business owner, right? With Guideline, your 401k plan can be simple and seamless. Guideline provides easy and affordable 401k plans for small businesses and startups. Whether you're offering an employee retirement plans or for the first time, or you want to make changes to their current retirement benefits, they design a plan to fit your needs. You can set it up in as little as 10 minutes. Guideline handles the admin, compliance testing, record keeping, and investment management. There are no separate setup costs, no added investment fees, and monthly fees start at only $39 plus $8 for each employee. and they integrate with popular payroll providers. Over 13,000 companies use Guideline to manage their 401ks. With a Guideline 401k, you and your employees can save money while saving for retirement. For a limited time, you can go to guideline.com/kindoffunny and tell them you came from the Kind of Funny Games cast, and you can get a $100 gift card when you start your 401k plan with Guideline. That's guideline.com/kindoffunny to get a 401k for your business. Don't forget guideline.com/kindoffunny. Tell them the Games cast sent you. All right, blessing. We're back. Mad Chemist wrote into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames.
Sounds like a Spider-Man villain.
It does. Good morning, crew. What I would like to ask is Spider-Man Miles Morales just a new coat of paint of NYC? I loved the first game, but after grinding out the platinum, I was bored of the city and the numerous street crime requirements per district. Did you feel New York was new enough for you, Blessing?
That's a tough question because I think the answer for me is probably no, but that's like the least of my complaints when it comes to the game. Like I think we all expected for this map to pretty much just be the same map from 2018. Like, if we're talking about a new coat of paint, and like, yeah, like the game takes place in winter, and like that's about it. I think there are tweaks here and there as far as like certain buildings being restructured and stuff. Like, it's a year later, and so take that for what you will. As far as the setting of this game, but it is pretty much the same New York. And I guess, like, to Mad Chemist's question, right, like, I love the first game, but after grinding for the platinum, I was bored of the city after the numerous street crime requirements per district. There's less of that because of what Greg mentioned earlier with the app and how you can toggle stuff on if you want. And also, I think there are just less crime / activities in general. Like, I think there's a smaller selection. That said, the new coat of paint phrasing is very interesting because one of the things I really liked about 2018 is the different types of activities you had and how they were kind of spread throughout the map as like icons and stuff. Like, usually in games, I'm not a big fan of checking off checklists and going through icons, but in Spider-Man 2018, very much different, didn't mind it because it felt more of like a playground than a huge discoverable open world. And so if I'm playing in this playground, yeah, give me the icons. I'll go through and I'll collect the backpacks that like Peter for some reason hit around the city, and I'll do the.
He forgot about them. It wasn't that he hid them. He had to go be Spider-Man, so he tossed his bag, and then he'd forget about his bag.
It seems like a problem. It seems like he should address that. Like,
I mean, his backpack budget would be like $20,000. Yeah, it was a huge problem.
And, you know, I like doing that. I like the I'm not gonna say I liked, but the environmental missions were there, and like, you had like the different stuff there, right? In this game, you have activities, but they just feel like the new coat of paint phrasing is really interesting because it does feel like all right, cool. Instead of backpacks, what if we just did like what do they call them? The things you bury and then like time capsules, right? Like, we'll have time capsules that Peter put all over, Miles put all over the place. We'll have the side missions, which are similar from the side missions from 2018, but then we'll also have these recording activities, which are a really cool thing. We'll also have this, like, this and that. Like, it's different types of activities, but the same, like, pretty much the same.
It's loop. The same idea.
Yeah, same idea. It's,
yeah, I'm with you that new coat of paint for NYC is an interesting way of putting it. Because, yes, it's the same city, right? It's Manhattan there, right? It's the island. And so, yeah, it's the same city, but yeah, it is snowing. And I do think that makes it feel different. Like, I mean, if you want to talk about like the most blatant, and I use it loosely, but like, okay, there's recycling. This is like when Spider-Man interacts with somebody on the street, where it's the same like fist bump or whatever. It's like, all right, I remember this. I don't feel like you put new, these aren't new. I feel like these are the exact same. Who the hell cares? Nobody. It is the idea though, that yes, like, again, with this being so iterative of what Spider-Man was, an evolution of that, you're hitting it, Bless, right? Where it's like, Peter had the challenges of taking a photo. Miles, who's into music, has this music challenge. Peter hid the backpacks. Miles hid these time capsules and all these things. And like, then there's different strongholds to take down, caches to find, all these things. My thing from a completionist trophy standpoint, Mad Chemist, is, you're like, I love the first game, but after grinding out the platinum, I was bored of the city. I remember being there too, where it was that I enjoyed the collectibles, but I hated fighting Sable, and then it was this last thing, yada yada yada. Again, to why I think this works so well and why I like this more, is that this game doesn't outstay its welcome. Like, it was, and to your point, Blessing, about like one more, the new game plus shit. Like, when I finished the game, I was excited to immediately jump back into new game plus, which I never am. And then when I finished new game plus, I was still like, man, I could go for more. And it's why I'm excited for Spider-Man Remastered. Like, it did its job in a way that it left me wanting more, which I think a lot of times games are afraid to do. Games understand that they are a $60, now $70 investment. And so they want to give you a bang for your buck, and they want to just fucking fill the map with garbage for you to go do, whether it is fun or not. And to your point, Mad Chemist, I think at some point that grinds and wears you down. That didn't happen for me in Miles. I thought they did a good job of, hey, this is what it is. This is what you can go do. There are trophies in there that are similar to stuff that you've seen in terms of like more exploring the city and finding secret things. I like that. I would have gone for even more of those. Like, they do a really good job with it. Is it just a new coat of paint on NYC? Yeah, I guess literally the way we've described it and told you these analogs, it is. But it also doesn't feel like it. Like, I only had that feeling of like, oh man, I've done this before, when I was fist bumping some villain, when I'm fist bumping some fan of Spider-Man on the street. Otherwise, it didn't feel like I'm doing the same thing I had already done.
Yeah, I felt it a little bit. And I think part of that is because in 2018, that was our first experience with that NYC and the way they're doing activities in those games. As soon as I unlocked an activity in Miles Morales and started populating the map, I was like, oh, I know exactly how this is going to go. I know exactly what this is. I've been through this loop before. And I think that's the thing that made me a little bit tired when you know, I've been going through the activities. That said, there are less. And so, like, take that for what you will. There's not really, I don't think there's much I could even ask for in terms of how they restructure the world or restructure the activities, because I think what they have works. And I think what they have is fun. Like, when we're talking about the gameplay of Miles Morales and the gameplay of Spider-Man in general, like, it reminds me of Ghost of Tsushima a bit, where a big reason why I like Ghost of Tsushima, despite it being this open world game that doesn't feel innovative in any way, in major ways, like, I just like the comfort food. I like going through and play, like, completing tasks, like, you know, doing it, fighting in a combat system that I like, right? Spider-Man has that similar thing going on, where I'm like, all right, yeah, I do like fighting in this game. I do like swinging around the city, and I do like running on walls and stuff. And that's kind of what the activities are there for. So as long as the activities find interesting enough ways for me to just do that, then I guess I'm down with it. Like, I'm into it.
And it's what you're talking about, where I think there's fewer of them, where, like, the new things unlock, like, all right, I've been here before. But it is also that thing of like, I could probably do these all in one sitting.
Yeah,
like I can
do 10 of these. Yeah,
yeah, where it's, and again, I think that the action of doing it and then the discovery of what you're doing on some of them, not all of them, is so enjoyable. Like, it still has that level of fun that you want out of a game.
Yeah.
Speaking of fun, you brought this up earlier. I cut you off because we weren't there yet, or I wanted to continue on the first line of thinking. Talk to me about the suits. 19 suits in the game for Spider-Man this time around. Mm-hmm. What did you think of them?
I think they're awesome. Everybody's been going crazy about the Into the Spider-Verse suit, and rightfully so. The suit is awesome. I kind of hinted at this a little bit during KFGD, but like the effect where it is, we're cutting down on the frame rate to emulate what's going, like the frame rate of the character animation specifically, to emulate what's going on in Into the Spider-Verse. I turned that off immediately. And I think a big part of that is because I'm playing on performance mode where it's 60 frames per second.
Yeah.
So when you cut down on frame rate for the character and the game is going at 60 frames, it looks weird. It is very distracting. I did not like it.
I thought it was a nice addition. I thought it was a really cool thing. I was the exact same way. I played for like 2 minutes, maybe a mission, and then I kept the suit but turned off the effect. Because, of course, just like Spider-Man PS4, you're unlocking suit mods and you're unlocking visor mods and suit mods. So, you know, you get the different abilities. You can swap in and out. So every suit comes with those, but then you can put them on whatever suits you want.
Yeah. And like I want to say there's like less suits overall than Spider-Man 2018. Because 19, actually, like, that game had a billion suits.
Yeah.
But I will say trying to find it here. It's a suit that the screenshot came out the same day Game Informer started their coverage. It's the Spider-Man 2020 suit.
Oh, I love that one with like that headset and like the DJ, the LED eyes.
Yeah, Miles Morales 2020 suit, which you can find if you Google, I'm sure. It is my favorite suit in the game. It is so fresh. I love the jacket. He has like a Daft Punk-esque helmet that has animation and stuff to it. It is really cool. I'm in love with it. Though most of the time I'm playing with like just the regular Miles Morales suit that's in the game. And I think that is mainly because I want to, as far as like the story campaign, I like to have it so that I am playing that Miles. Like, I feel like it's weird to, like, you know, be in a, now that I'm doing New Game Plus, right? Like, being in the beginning portions of the game while wearing the 2020 suit just feels odd, because it's like,
totally,
you know, you're talking to you specific characters, and like, or you're talking to, let's say you're talking to like Peter or whatever, and you're like, where
you're having serious moments in these games.
Yeah. And you're like, you know, bumping your headphones and like looking super fresh and stuff. And I'm like, okay, this doesn't seem right. This seems out of place. Let me go back to what I was wearing in the scene. You know, that's it. I really do like the collection.
I ran through a bunch of different outfits throughout the game. I defaulted pretty much to Into the Spider-Verse as well. And like, when it was like, oh, we're clearly ramping up to the end of the game here, and there's like a lot of powerful stuff happening, I was like, well, let's put on the normal suit, because it's immersion breaking to be in a very critical cutscene and cut over to animated Spidey sitting there like, all right, that isn't what we need right now.
Yeah.
But lot, yeah, 19 in there. What I had done, there's, yeah, I think it's 25 in the other one, the Spider-Man PS4 one. Mm-hmm. I looked at it and then shut the thing. Here we go.
And you know what? I'll say it. I think I like the suits in Miles Morales more than Spider-Man 2018.
Looks like hold on one second. I just want to spit out. It's hard to say because I'm looking at the screen that I think this is all of them open, but it would have been 27 at launch that they had. But they added more over time, obviously, so it's a little convoluted. And maybe this person had it unlocked them all, but there's a bunch in there. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, the 2018 had a lot of suits that I was like, I just don't like these suits.
Yeah, these are ugly.
Yeah, Miles Morales doesn't have as much of that. Even though to the credit of 2018, the suits that they added afterwards, like post-launch, I think were totally fantastic. That's another
reason I'm looking forward to playing it again, and it's remastered, right? And getting to actually play the whole game with like Raimi
with
or
the
Amazing
Raimi
or whatever.
Suit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, is the Amazing Spider-Man suit from the movie in the game?
And in remastered, yeah.
What?
Yeah, that was one of their additions there. They tossed in for you. A little
really
Easter
cool.
egg.
Damn, I might replay it then.
Shane Komet writes into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and says, Gressing, could you find gents please lay out loading time comparisons? Can we boot the old PS4 Spider-Man next to Miles Morales and see how fast we're web-slinging? I think of all the next-gen content stuff I'm excited for, let me try again. I think of all the next-gen stuff I'm excited about, the loading is tip-top next to that controller. Shane, we could do that, but we would be dramatically wasting your time and ours. I instead quit out of Spider-Man PS5 when I read your question and then clicked on the PlayStation 5, start the game. I was from a dead screen to web-slinging in 18 seconds. That's including like the home screen. There was something I noticed where maybe add 2 seconds for your first like PlayStation from another game. Because when I loaded it, I remember the first time before I read your question, I noticed I hung on Spider-Man Miles Morales for like a second or two longer, like him swinging, and then it went into all this. But the second time when it was, I quit out, closed the game, and opened the game again, and I saw, I it was like a shadow of it. This game, and again, the PlayStation 5, but specifically in Miles Morales, it is voodoo. Like, it is ridiculous. Like, I did not fast travel really at all in Spider-Man PS4 because, sure, it would be a little bit faster, but you still had to be on the subway, and so you could probably make up that time in the air or whatever. I fast traveled a ton here when I was trying to knock out trophies because it's instantaneous. I want to fast travel there. Seconds, okay. Maybe. And then Miles is walking up the stairs. It's like, holy fucking shit. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and, like, you're talking, when you say 18 seconds, you're talking from, like, the PlayStation menu.
Yeah, imagine being at your live area and you click on Spider-Man PS4, but in this case, Spider-Man Miles Morales on your PlayStation 5. 18 seconds from clicking on it to then hitting, you know, X to get past this main thing to hit X on my save and you're in. Like, I'm talking from a dead, the game isn't on yet. 18 seconds.
Yeah, and for me, like, I'm on my saves right now. I'm about to load a save. Yeah. And, you know, I hit continue. I'm in the game. Like, it took 2 seconds. And if I wanted fast travel, it's about the same time. Like, it is basically a fade out, fade back in.
It's ridiculous. It's incredible. Yeah. That's and it's that thing where I toyed around with the idea of, like, when it gets slow, do I want to platinum it again on a PS4 version? And I was like, I don't want to deal with the load times. Like, I don't want to sit there and I have no idea. I do not have a Spider-Man. I don't have Miles Morales PS4. Maybe the load times are also very short there. But it was that thing of, like, it was such an amazing experience on this. Like, I don't want to go fuck around with it.
Yeah. And I can't go back to 30 FPS. I mean, I guess on Pro, there's probably a 60 FPS option, isn't there? Still, probably. It just hits different on PS5.
Maybe. Final question is something we've kind of covered throughout this whole thing, Blessing, but Jonathan's going to get somewhere with it. Jonathan Martin writes in to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, just like you can. It says, beyond Greg and Blessing.
Yeah.
Ever since Sean Layden stated that smaller first-party games were an inevitability in order to increase the catalog of what is now PS Studios, I have been hoping for a wave of quality titles inspired by Uncharted: The Lost Legacy, the second best Uncharted game after 2, IMO, but I digress. It was Spider-Man Miles Morales, the game that convinced me to get a PS5 at launch. We have what could potentially be the first example of these shorter experiences after Lost Legacy. While the quality of the game will undoubtedly be on par with the 2018 original, I have reservations on whether the game will truly feel like the next chapter in the Spider-Man universe. My question for the panel is this: has the scale of Miles Morales hampered your enjoyment of the game? And speaking more broadly about PlayStation Studios' next-gen game output, do you see this model of smaller, more focused games as a good direction for the company to pursue? Blessing, again, we talked about this at the top. You talked about, you know, comparing it to anything else. So even though we've kind of, straight to the point, has the scale of Miles Morales hampered your enjoyment of the game?
A bit, but I don't think it's the fault. I don't think it's the fault of the scale alone. I think it's more so how that scale was used. Like, if I felt like the story was wrapped up in a way that felt satisfying, and I felt like the Miles Morales as a character and as a Spider-Man got the full love and attention that I think a game called Spider-Man Miles Morales could get, then I think I'd be fine and satisfied with it. I think my main issue when it comes to the scale is that I think a Miles Morales game could be much more and bigger. Like, if it, this game feels like a Spider-Man side story as opposed to a Spider-Man main story. And I think the big reason why I am underwhelmed in that regard is it is Miles Morales. And I see Miles Morales as a character that should have, like, this big thing to him. Like, there was an Austin Walker quote from, I think this is like during the PlayStation 5 reveal event, where they're like giving where they revealed Miles Morales and all this different stuff, and there was that confusion on, all right, so what is it? Is it Lost Legacy or whatever? And Austin Walker had a quote where he, I believe it was Austin Walker. No, yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it's Austin Walker. He had the quote where he was like, always the freedom cries, never the numbered sequel. And I think that's a little bit part of where my frustration comes from, where I'm like, man, like, a Miles Morales game that is a full Spider-Man game, that is a, you know, 15-hour, or it could even be like a 12-hour, like, thing, but that does feel like a big, fully realized story that has all the same love and attention as a mainline game. I think that could be cool, and I think that is where my slight frustration comes from with it. But I think the model itself of, hey, let's have these lower price experiences that are smaller than the mainline games, that is going to allow us to churn out more experiences, I think that's still a great model. I think they should still do that, if they're even thinking about that, because who knows. But I think that would work. And I think for the most part, like, this could have worked, and it does work in so many ways. Like, I don't want to say this doesn't work, because I think it does.
For me, I mean, and again, everybody's going to have their own interpretation with it, right? The smaller scale here doesn't hamper the enjoyment. I think it enhanced it. I think it was from the moment we went into this game, I don't think it ever stopped. And, you know, Spider-Man PS4, there are the moments where I can tell you it stopped, whether it was a puzzle again in Doc Ock's lab, whether it was a Mary Jane stealth mission, whether it was, et cetera, and so on. That doesn't happen here. And so, to the second part of the question, do you see this model of smaller, more focused games as a good direction? Fuck yes. And I hear you, Blessing, on what you're saying, for sure. Mm. But if Insomniac was to pivot this way and start treating this in a very interesting, weird way that doesn't exactly work, but stick with me, treating their Spider-Man universe as comic books, and every 2 years we're getting an installment and we're getting something there, personally, I would prefer that feed of content rather than waiting. Granted, I don't think we're going to wait another 3 years to get Spider-Man 2, but because they've already been working on stuff you would assume in line with this and tinkering with PS5. Hmm. But
I'd prefer that. And I think it'd be interesting to see if they did move away from the numbering thing. So it's Spider-Man was Spider-Man PS4, Spider-Man Miles Morales next time around, right? Like, again, spoilers for the end of Spider-Man PS4 2018, right? Seems like we're going symbiote, right? Like, you, is it going to be Spider-Man symbiote you could put out and do? Like, that'd be an interesting naming convention, an interesting way to pull from it. And so I totally understand what you're talking about. I found it, right? Austin Walker on June 12th quote tweeted the Kotaku article that was incorrect, right, where it was an expansion and an enhancement of the previous game, which is what we're saying, but they literally meant that it was like a weird expansion and it was going to be like this is when there was confusion over what was going on. But Austin said, I think it got cut from today's podcast, but Patrick caught wind of this early, and when he told me, I just sort of said something like, yeah, we're always the Freedom Cry and never the numbered sequel. I get that. I feel I understand what there's what Austin's saying. I understand what you're saying. What I do want to give credit to with Miles Morales, and especially for Insomniac, is the fact that they give no fucks about any of the assholes' comfort levels out there. I adore the fact that, of course, you know, Miles Morales comes from a diverse family, right? His mother's Puerto Rican, his dad is black. And so in dialogue, if you don't have the captions turned on, even when you do, when you don't, if you don't have the captions turned on, when him and his mom slip into Spanish and say, I love you, or back, they don't like put that on screen to tell you what the fuck they're saying. If you have captions on, they'll translate it there or whatever. That happens. You know, they're one of the Haley in the game. She's deaf, right? And it's not drawn out as, oh my God, you're deaf, or this is a big thing, blah, blah. At one point, there's a confusion between him, Genki and Miles talking about it. And like, oh, I think I know her. Oh, she's the street artist. It's not, oh, she's the deaf girl. Oh, she's the deaf street artist, right? You meet somebody else at one point that is gay. And again, oh, this is my partner. And it's not like, this is a diverse Harlem, right? And I mean, I don't even want to get on my fucking soapbox, but it's an accurate representation of what New York is, from what I understand New York to be as a both visitor, consumer of content, knowing people in New York, right? Having friends in New York. It is this melting pot. And the game fucking nails that unabashedly.
Oh, yeah.
And so even though there is this thing of like, oh, well, it sucks, like, you know, for Austin's thing here, what you're talking about, Blessing, it sucks that, you know, here we go, a black protagonist, and it's not Spider-Man 2. They're not putting that on there. They're not giving you the 40-hour campaign of it. I do think they are pushing that envelope forward in a way that is, this is what reality is, and we're going to represent that, and that's how it is. And I hope that then if they put out another Spider-Man game or whatever they're going to do going on, we see that this wasn't them saying, oh, well, I don't think Miles can anchor a real Spider-Man game. I think it was that we want to get something for PlayStation 5. Let's do something shorter that we turn around quicker and give Miles a story.
Yeah, for sure. And those are the things, too, I point out when I talk about how good the first 75% of the game is. It's moments like that, right? Moments like walking through Harlem, the Spider-Cat moment, talking to, I already forget her name, but talking to her in sign language, right? Like,
oh, Haley, yeah.
Like in that brief moment. The game does that stuff, I think, super well, and does feel earnest and representative in the way that it goes about representing Harlem and the different people that reside there. And yeah, like I definitely give it a shout out to that. I think all of what we're talking about kind of comes back to me feeling not down on it, but just conflicted in terms of kind of where I land on my final experience with Miles Morales.
I think it's going to be interesting because what this game does a bunch of different things, right? But in terms of what we're doing in terms of talking about Spider-Man, I'll say in terms as many times as I want to, goddammit. we're talking about, hey, we're continuing and expanding our universe. Hey, we are introducing you to Miles Morales, our Miles Morales, and getting out of the way that he's Spider-Man and he's grown into that, so that when Spider-Man 2 does come out and when it is a 40-hour campaign, I think that's exaggerating, I guess, probably 20 hours, right? 25, whatever it'll be. When it's a bigger game, it's going to be because we want you passing off between Pete and Miles, and we don't want you feeling like you're getting the shaft. I think having given us Spider-Man 2, having a start as Pete, and then on a second level, building out Miles at the same time and trying to get us to care about Miles would work against it because we'd want to get back to Pete and whatever he's doing. Now that I feel these characters are on equal playing field, and again, I'm speaking only for myself, I think that Miles is shining even brighter than Peter is right now in terms of character development, in terms of cast that's surrounding him, in terms of all that stuff. I think it's going to be a really interesting thing to see what Spider-Man 2 is.
Yeah, and I'm even the idea that you floated earlier of like Spider-Man, Spider-Man Miles Morales, Spider-Man Venom being the next one, right? And like they all kind of being this sort of like a bit pared down experience compared to Spider-Man 2018 in order to have that constant flow, I think could be a good idea. I think my only request of it would be that it doesn't feel as iterative. And I think that, I mean, again, this comes back to critiques I've stated multiple times, but like, you know, one of my small issues with the game is the fact that it does feel like it feels like an expansion. It feels like it is jumping off of the structures and everything that 2018 established in a way where it doesn't feel like an iteration as opposed to an innovation.
Yeah.
I want innovation at some point, right? Like I want to know what the next jump is for Spider-Man, because at a certain point, like you could just put out Spider-Man, like a base Spider-Man game and have that stuff all just be DLC packs or expansion packs building off of that same game.
New stories you're dropping into it. It's a games as a service, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, because it already, like Miles Morales feels like it barely leaps over that in terms of what it is. Like if this was a huge DLC to Spider-Man 2018, like it wouldn't feel completely out of place. You know, it would be like, man, this is a big DLC, but it wouldn't feel impossible for this to be that. And I guess like if they went down that route of doing that, I guess what I'd want to see is like something to make each game feel special and different in a way that goes beyond just a new story or like a furtherment of the story.
Sure. Yeah, they're in an interesting spot where I think that Spider-Man 2 has you switching off between Miles and Peter. I think my thing is going to be, I've said this before, that I think obviously it'll be about the symbiote. I think how do you make these characters feel different when we know them so well? I think early on in the story, Peter gets the black suit. He gets a whole wealth of new abilities from that. As you continue to play through it in the story,
or Peter, I see
no, Peter, yeah, yeah, yeah. He gets the symbiote. He gets new powers that were doing new things with him. He also then starts to get more aggressive, more angry. I think then at some point we have to switch off to be Miles to go fight Peter, and I think that's where you start anchoring it out there. Yeah. And I don't think you introduce I think Venom, you know, and Brock or whoever at the end of it come there, but we're way ahead of ourselves.
We are right Before we wrap up, did the different Peter throw you off at all? Because it threw me off. I'm still not comfortable with this new Peter Parker.
It threw me off in the way of like, oh, right, they redesigned Peter Parker. Right, yeah. You know what I mean? And see him and like not have, it's similar to what I think it would have been like if they skipped this and went right to Spider-Man 2 and suddenly tried to make me care about Miles. I'm like, who the fuck are you? I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't know who the fuck you are, but it would be that thing of like, all right, I don't know, man. Like, I think... It's the damned if you do, damned if you don't. Like, right? Like, in a perfect world, I would have loved to have replayed Spider-Man Remastered. So I played Spider-Man Remastered, had that entire experience again with new Peter, and then seen new Peter in Miles Morales. And been like, all right, cool. I see where we're at. But instead, did you have it be like, all right, let's go. Oh, right. They changed him.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay. It's not weird. It's still Yuri. It's still Yuri's performance. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
It just felt so odd to me because I feel in my eyes, he looks so different. And like,
he does.
It throws me off because I know the other guy. I don't know this guy.
Who the hell are you? You're not my Spider-Man. Yeah.
Like, who is this guy? Whose man's is this?
Ladies and gentlemen, what do you think of our review of Spider-Man Miles Morales? Let us know in the comments below if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening on a podcast, just take out your headphones and tell the person next to them what you thought of it. They'll enjoy hearing that. I remember we are doing a Miles Morales spoiler cast. Next week is the plan. Obviously, everything could change. We'd probably have it up on that Friday or somewhere around there so that when you beat Miles Morales, you have something to listen to where we can all geek out together. No rules. I remember, of course, this is just the start of, well, maybe not. I don't know. You've been watching a lot of it. This is part of our PlayStation 5 coverage. You can go to kindoffunny.com/PS5, get all the podcasts we're doing about our hands-on reviews of the console, the games. We'll continue to add to that list as we go. PS I Love You XOXO out right now too. A whole bunch of cool stuff. Remember, of course, too, full disclosure, PlayStation sent us the PlayStation 5's full review. So FTC, don't come after me. Blessing, I thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, there's a lot more reviews to watch on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. It's been our pleasure to serve you. This PlayStation 5 was provided by PlayStation for review.